USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former President Donald Trump is now suing Hillary Clinton and several other Democrats, alleging they tried to smear his name and rig that election by tying his campaign to Russia. Trump's attorney, Helena Haba, on Newsmax.
The wonderful thing about this lawsuit is that most of it is fact, already proven through many investigations. Donald Trump is not a target. And if you're going to come after him, he's going to fight back. And the days of him taking it, they're not happening anymore.
The suit seeks compensatory and punitive damages of over $24 million. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has said he will not support the nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. McConnell made the statement on the Senate floor as the Senate Judiciary Committee held its fourth and final days of hearing for Jackson. A Twitter post reaffirmed his opposition, saying, "I cannot and will not support Judge Jackson for a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court." This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.